Hungry for Sport, the latest in the world of tennis with Brett Phillips.
It's always great to catch up with Brett Phillips as we head to the French, of course, our tennis expert. G'day, Brett.
Yeah, good morning to you, KB.
And Brett, of course, is always brought to you by AFT Hire for all your temporary fencing and portable toilet hire. All you have to do is call Graham or Sash, big SEN listeners, on 1300 946 660, or log on to afthire.com.au. Some good wins on the weekend. Maria Sharapova's come through and Djokovic again reigns supreme on clay.
Yeah, indeed. Novak is, we just keep saying it, Kev. He's at the peak of his powers. A week from Roland Garros, the one that he's very, very keen to get his hands on. 6-4, 6-3 overnight against Roger Federer to win the Rome Masters. Fourth time he's won the tournament. Fifth title of the season. He's on a 22-match winning streak. In fact, he's on a 37-match winning streak when you look at all the high-level tournaments, the Grand Slams, the Masters events, the World Tour Finals in London last year. Had about 3 weeks off leading in. A bit rusty at the start of the tournament, but as it progressed, he just got into a beautiful groove. And he's 24th ATP Tour Masters 1000 crown. So he's now past Federer and just three shy of Rafael Nadal on 27. And right now, Kevin, he is the raging hot favourite for the French Open. This man is in invincible form at the moment.
And last week you told us that Thanasi Kokkinakis was on his way to France to play in a Challenger title event.
And he won. Fantastic effort for Thanasi, and his ranking is going to be somewhere around 80 in the world when that's released later today. So, you know, we talked about his travel plans. He missed out on going to Rome, had to go to Bordeaux, go through qualifying, and he won that tournament. So this is signalling a very good future for this young guy, who we know is just laden with talent, like Nick Kyrgios. So he is progressing at a rapid rate, and Sam Groth and James Duckworth, the fellow Aussies, who were both seeded at that tournament, got knocked out early, upstage by the young 18-year-old Thanasi Kokkinakis. And he did mention, yeah, Maria Sharapova, 2.5 hours to outlast Carla Suarez Navarro. She never quite does it easy. Maria will drop a set, will struggle, but then when she puts her foot down, 6-1 in the third, she's got good memories of winning at Roland Garros in recent times, and she's going to be a tough player to beat over the next couple of weeks.
And there was a girl in the semi-finals called Daria Gavrilova who's waiting to become an Australian citizen.
Well, this girl has the potential, Kevin, to maybe be top 10. And she goes out with Luke Saville, a young Australian player, decided to make Australia home in the last 12 to 18 months. And she's just waiting for her full citizenship at the French next week. She'll compete under the Australian banner. I've watched her in the back blocks of Melbourne Park winning the wildcard tournament last year. Every point for her is life and death. And she took some great scalps, including Anna Ivanovic last week in Rome, and really pushed Sharapova in the semi-finals. This girl just puts everything out on court. She's sort of that similar stature to a Justine Henin, Arantxa Sanchez Vicario. Not much of her, but she packs a heavy punch, and she is one that's going to rise up the rankings pretty quickly.
And just finally, there's a movie about to be made on the life of Li Na.
Yes, a girl who's fascinated everyone in the world of tennis. We've always loved Li Na and husband Dennis, who's been the sideshow. She is the biggest thing in China still, and she's now retired, Kev. And a Chinese filmmaker is going to make a movie about her. She might even just feature herself, because I reckon she'd be pretty good entertainment along with Dennis. It'd be good reality TV. That's going to be released next year. And she is doing wonderful things. She's set up an academy over there, and we know there's a lot of rising Chinese players coming through the system.
And we've got the first serve on Wednesday night from 11 to midnight.
Indeed, yep.
Featuring a full preview of the French.
Yeah, we'll be on for the next couple of Wednesdays and then for a couple of Tuesdays late at night, 11 o'clock. So if you want your tennis fix, we had a good contribution last week from our listeners, and we'll get right into the French Open. We'll follow that up with Wimbledon as well. But yeah, exciting time heading to the clay. Sam Stosur in Strasbourg this week, and hopefully she can find some good form leading into Roland Garros.
Brett, always great to catch up. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, KB.